Blog Talk Radio.
To Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, and I am so excited because I have two dynamic women that I get to interview today. One is Lauren Ragusan, and the other is Nicole Walker, and their new book is called Women Standing Strong Together. And let me give you a little bit of information about these two dynamic women. Lauren Ragusan has had writing career since she was 10 years old. She is so dynamic and her writing is so fabulous. I've had an opportunity to read some of the stuff she's written. She started her career as a secretary in a large advertising agency and has been in communications for 20 years. She has an entrepreneurial mindset but has spent most of her career working for corporate companies. While a writer by trade, her lifelong dream was to be published in a book one day, which has happened, and that's so exciting. She loves teaching and mentoring others. She has taught undergraduate and graduate school for the last 15 years, and her greatest joy is helping others find their passion. Lauren is married and lives in Clayton, North Carolina, with her loving husband, John Ragusan, a two-time cancer survivor, her soulmate and best friend, and her two fur babies, Cinnamon and Skippy, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. In her free time, she loves cooking and creating videos for her Pampered Chef Healthy Cooking Facebook page, which you can find it on www.facebook.com/healthylauren/. Lauren is a lifetime learner and risk taker, not afraid of change, and she embraces it. She credits all she has achieved in her life to God and 39 grades. She has cherished her spiritual journey and relationship with God the most. To connect with Lauren, reach out to her via email. It's lragusin, R-A-G-U-Z-I-N, 123@gmail.com. She loves connecting with new people on LinkedIn. She is the only Lauren Ragusan. So check her out. Now let me tell you about Nicole, who is also amazing. I have not met her personally, but I'm so excited to get to meet her today. Nicole Walker's professional trajectory includes 20 years as a subject matter expert in the global fragrance industry, predated by a decade of mentoring developmentally disabled adults. She is a certified health coach from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, an honors graduate in health supportive nutrition from the Institute of Culinary Education, New York City, a licensed drugless practitioner, and a graduate of the American Musical and Dramatic Academy. Throughout her life, she has traveled extensively, has sought to explore the world as fully as possible, explorations which have fueled a burning sense of wonder and awe at the vast opportunities held within every moment, situation, and relationship. She happily shares a 26-year marriage and a 20-year-old son with her husband and describes their shared home as a life lab. Her personal mission statement, to love fiercely, love kindly, live kindly, and aspire to be an agent of positive change. Nicole Walker has recently published in Awakening the Consciousness of Humanity in 2021. The recent Women Standing Strong, Volume 2, is Nicole's second book. To connect with Nicole, you are welcome to mail her at NicoleWalkerWellness@gmail.com or follow her on Instagram at encouraging_Nicole. Welcome, Nicole and Lauren. I'm so happy to have you here today. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
Thank you for having us. This is fabulous.
I'm excited. I love your book. It's just amazing. It's going to change so many lives. But let's start out with a question for Lauren. Lauren, so Lauren, like me, you have done PR and communications for a year. Why did you dip your toes in writing and being published now?
Yeah, so you probably don't know this, Robbie, and I know you've been asking me to be one of your books. I've always wanted to be a published author. You know, one day I want to write a novel. But the real reason that it happened right now was the book that Nicole was in 2021, her story just healed me. I just lost my mother-in-law, and her story dealt with, you know, death and grieving. So in October of last year, my birthday, and just for the listeners, Nicole and I have been best friends since 7 years old. So Nicole called me on my birthday, and she said, Lauren, the publisher is doing another collaborative book. Do you want to do this with me? And I said, what would I write about? So I had a consultation with the publisher, and, you know, well, not to give away the story, there's two reasons I decided to do this, Robbie. One was to experience this with Nicole. My first best friend in life is just going to be a priceless experience. But it was really, my story was about 5 years ago, and it was my first career layoff. And it's just happening to everyone. So I really wanted to share my story. Very few people knew what I went through, and I'm just really hoping it's going to hope and heal people.
Yes, the story is really going to change a lot of lives. I totally believe that. Listen, Nicole, I have a question for you. You've had a significant career in the global fragrance industry, but additionally, you're a certified health coach, a licensed drugless practitioner, and a graduate of health supportive nutrition. Now, you add two-time author to your resume. How did that array of life experiences lead you to writing?
Great question. Thank you, Robbie. You know, the pattern in all of this is about the passion that I have for assisting others with self-change, and that self-change can be a very safe forward movement for themselves. You know, being a health coach and nutritional chef, it's really about a one-on-one action. It's very personal, very intimate. Being in the fragrance industry, that also is about, you know, wellness but it's on a mass level of wellness. It's about creating wellness in your environment. I primarily focus on home fragrance. And really, the writing was the bridge between the two of them. It was my opportunity to touch multiple people with a single story. But it's not so much about the story itself. It's about the mechanism of change that the story represents. And that's how, you know, I was able to put all of these ways of wanting to assist people to change, of self-change, being positive change, and coming to write these stories.
Wow, that's great. I also have a person I want to connect you with in New York as well who does the fragrances. She's one of our GSFE New York. Her name is Sue Phillips, and she also creates fragrance. And she found that when COVID came, a lot of people lost their smell. So she's been working in, and that might be something you might want to think about, that the fragrances are helping them get their smell back. So.
Yeah,
something that, and I think it would be great for you two to meet. Lauren,
I would love that. I would love that. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's, I'll send the link to you, her connection to you after, and make an intro. Lauren, you was writing a short story about your feelings and about a difficult time in your life hard. And freeing teller, what did you learn about yourself from that?
So, you know, since I've been writing since I'm 10, writing has always, for me, been a way for me to express my feelings, you know, whether it was feelings I needed to process myself, or if I was mad at someone, I would write them a letter. I would never send it to them. So when I started writing the story, I will tell you that I sobbed and sobbed. And it wasn't tears of sadness. It was tears of reliving the pain that I went through. But what I will say, Robbie, is that it was beyond cathartic and healing the thing that I struggled with, and that's why our publisher, Gloria Coppola, she's a, you know, writing coach. She's written books. And she was very helpful to me because when I submitted my first draft, I knew it wasn't book worthy. And it was like a journal entry. And she did give me guidance because I had, and I've never done this type of writing. I've always marveled when I read books. And when I'm reading, people can draw me in and I feel like I'm in that cafe in France. And I don't have that writing ability, so I really had to dig in deep and really think about, like, visually, okay, how can I make them understand, the reader, how I was feeling? So it was hard for me. I wouldn't say that, you know, it was my comfort level, but, you know, I submitted the second draft, and there were very minimal edits from the editor and the publisher, so I'm very proud of the story.
As I read the story, I could feel you. It was so I'm sure as people read your story, they're going to feel every moment. I mean, it just touched my heart so much because, like you say, many people are going through what you went through, and your story is going to let them know that they're not alone, that there is hope, that, you know, they can get through it. So that was really fabulous that you put that on paper. Oh,
that means so much. Thank you, Robbie.
Nicole, you've described your home as a life lab. Can you explain a little more about what that means?
Sure, I would love to. You know, science teaches us to experiment. And when we experiment, we're trying to find solutions to existing and anticipated problems. You know, sometimes we know what the results will be. You know, we want them to be a certain way and it's confirmed, or we have unexpected results that kind of spins us into a new direction. So our home as a life lab, it gives my family and I opportunity to view every moment as an experience, you know, to be able to evolve ourselves, to look at, you know, mechanisms of change and ways that we can just achieve positive outcomes in a safe haven. And it's really been able to just propel our family thinking, just being able to think in broad aspects and to be able to approach, you know, problems in life in ways that we know that there is always an answer. There is always a reason why something happened, and there is always an answer to get through.
That's great. Lauren, what is the one thing you hope your story will do for others?
Yeah, so the one thing I really hope, there's a couple of things, Robbie. So there's a lot of messages in there. You know, one of the things I struggle with just every day in my life is asking for help. And you were such a positive mentor and influence in my life, Robbie, because your whole motto, just show up, and you live and breathe this every day, and you've done it for me. And just so the listeners know, I've known Robbie for 16 years, and if it wasn't for Robbie, I wouldn't have met my husband, because she encouraged me to start my own consulting firm. I moved from Florida, and then I met my husband, so... I know we've talked about that, Robbie, but I would say that there's really two themes. One is to ask for help. The other is to have faith. So in my case, I did ask for help, and I was ignored. Now, this was pre-pandemic. I think things have very much changed in our world because people have become kinder because of the pandemic. And people are now, I think, have more compassion. But for me, when I was going through this, I was ignored. It was like deafening. And when you're going through a difficult struggle, it propels you deeper into a depression. And that's what happened to me. Now, I'm not going to give away the story. What happened to me is beyond miraculous. And that is the second theme. And you know that I'm just a very spiritual person, and I had faith But the hardest thing for me going through it was I didn't feel God in my life during this period, and that was the most painful. And, you know, the title of my story is When God Came to My Pity Party, and he did show up, and he changed my life. And this whole experience has changed my life for the better.
That's absolutely awesome. You know, I have to share something with you, Lauren. I just realized it the other day. If you remember in 2008 when I met you in Florida at the Office Depot Women's Awards, I was presented a beautiful cobalt blue vase. How did they know that one day I would be running a network, Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, whose color is cobalt blue?
I know. Isn't that amazing? And that's
it is
that's
amazing.
That's my favorite color.
Yeah. Yeah, and it looks great on everybody,
absolutely.
So I'm very happy about that. Nicole, your personal mission statement is to love fiercely, live kindly, and aspire to be an agent of positive change. I love that because that's how I try to live my life. How does your story, Facets of My Soul, advance that personal mission?
So when I think of that statement, I'm going to break it down and explain a little further what each part of it means to me. Love fiercely, to me, that's about total acceptance of yourself and of others. And with total acceptance, it really gives us the freedom, the emotional space and freedom to become champions for ourselves, become champions for others. Live kindly. It's, to me, that's about being courteous, having empathy for self, for others. I think that's so important. And an agent of positive change are then the acts of kindness that set that positive, buoyant energy in a forward movement. So, you know, you think of a pebble being thrown into a pond and how it you know, reverberates out and the waves go and how they can build. So thinking of Facets of My Soul, the story really is all these three statements. You know, I had a situation that happened to me. It was over 13 years ago. I was totally knocked off of the course of my life. You know, one day coming home to my house, I really got off, I emotionally kind of, you know, drifted and was lost. I felt very vulnerable, but in a negative way. And I needed to get back to my personal path. And it was a struggle. I was a victim, and then I was victimizing myself on top of it emotionally. And I needed to just totally be self-accepting of to who I was, how I felt at that moment. You know, to have empathy and be courteous to myself and not critical for what the situation was, you know, and how I, what I did or didn't do at the time of what was going on. And then to set that energy in a positive way going forward. My son was in third grade at the time. As we said, he's 20 now. And I needed to make sure that I kept just a movement going forward. Even though they were small steps, they were small steps to success moving forward.
That is fabulous. Lauren, now that you've written your chapter and you find out it's not so hard to write, when are you going to write your own book, and when are you going to be in one of my collaborative books?
Well, it's so funny you say this, Robbie, because I don't even know if you know this. Shortly after I committed to doing this story, you reached out to me to be in your upcoming book, which I think is coming up soon. And, you know, what I really would like to do, I want to continue writing and being published because I do have my dream is to publish my own novel. Now, this will be after, you know, I've retired from corporate America. But I would like to be in your next book because, you know, the story I wrote, Women Standing Strong Together, is there's like two things. One is it's very relevant because many, many people are getting laid off, and I get emails every day from friends. But the real focus I had for that story was to really tie it back to God and my faith, because I just sometimes feel that we've lost sight of God. You know, that's just my own personal opinion. But my next story I want to write, and the books that you published are just fantastic. And I do want to focus on, like, my career, because I've had a very fascinating career. And I've had a lot of, you know, ups and downs in my career as well. I absolutely, you know, next time you're working on a book, I definitely want to be part of that.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so I'm very excited. Our book two of It's All About Showing Up in the Powers in the Asking is being published on March 8th, International Women's. We're coming out with the e-book, and then a week later we'll be coming out with the regular book. But it has 62 co-authors in it, all sharing their, actually 63, I'm sorry, all sharing their show up and ask stories. And our book one, people wrote me from all over the world and said they understand the power now of showing up and asking. And I know that Nicole even mentioned about asking. You know, it is power, and women have a tough time doing that, and we need to do it more. So that's been one of my passions, is getting the women to understand that power and that they can ask. And somebody, you know, it was really hard for me to ask until one day somebody said, because I'm a helper, somebody said, Robbie, you get so much pleasure out of helping. I said, oh, my God, it fills my heart. And they said, why are you being selfish and not letting us get that same feeling? And I thought, oh, my God,
Yeah. They're
right.
Wow.
So, you know, so think of that when you feel that you don't want to ask, say, oh, my God, I'm not letting somebody have that help, that beautiful feeling that they get when they're helping. So let me ask you, Nicole,
yeah,
is it safe to assume that throughout your career and education you did a bit of technical writing? And if so, how does your creative writing process differ from your technical writing process?
Okay, so, yes, in the fragrance industry, I do have to do writing, and with creative olfactive text, so that means that we're explaining a fragrance to the consumer to be able to read about it, whether it's online and they're looking up information or they're standing in the store and they're smelling something. And it's, you know, to sometimes I have the scent with me so I can really, you know, smell it and write words that describe it, or I'm just reading something that, you know, the perfumer has written and I have to do it kind of blindly, nose blind. But I want to give the consumer, you know, the full sensation and experience of what the scent is. So the commonality, before I get into writing on a personal level, the commonality is that it's all about passion. When I do my technical text writing, it's about the passion of the fragrance. The difference then was getting into the passion of my story, which was adding a level of vulnerability and allowing my emotions to be open and raw, and then looking to find the words that curate, you know, my feelings, that they are relatable, that I have text that we can all, you know, read a sentence and understand, you know, that it's about anger or frustration or vulnerability, or and having that the rawness of emotion go inside the reader. So they have this wonderful similarity of passion, and then yet they're completely opposite at the same time.
Fabulous. I love the book cover, Lauren. It just talks to me. It's so beautiful, the colors. So were you all part of the collaboration of the cover, or was that done specifically by the publisher?
So what I would say, and off the top of my head, Nicole, do you know her name? It was Gilbert. What's her name? It's actually in the book. I think I have it. So what I can tell you about the cover was Gloria, the publisher, since she, you know, was managing this whole thing, she looked very hard at, you know, different authors, different artists. And then in terms of the collaboration, yes, she shared,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cover with us and, you know, asked us what we all thought. And, I mean, this woman is just a tremendous artist, and, you know, and it was interesting because she was on our author summit, and she typically always paints, like, these images with women. So I'm not finding her name off the top of my head. Do you
it
know
is
Nicole?
Yes, it's Beverly Ash Gilbert.
Beverly Ash Gilbert. So
yes.
I'm now following her on Facebook because I actually want to get, you know, I have the book, but I'm going to ask her. I want to get, like, a framed kind of, like, nice piece of the cover. But she's very talented, and she focuses on art that focuses on women.
We will be adding the book cover to our page in our GSFB. We have a page in our GSFB newsletter that comes out quarterly of all of our members' books that they have out. So we'll be adding it in the next edition, which we're starting to work on now. So, Lauren, how can people order the book?
So it's available on Amazon. So if they just go to Amazon, and Kindle is free, they just search for Women Standing Strong Together, and it's also available on Barnes and Noble.
That's great.
And just a little plug in case any of your listeners are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole and I and another author in the book, Dina Baker, were doing a book signing, and Nicole's coming to North Carolina on March 12th, which is a Sunday. And then Nicole, you want to talk about the New Jersey one?
Sure. And then Lauren is coming up to New Jersey, to our hometown, which I still live in, Dumont, New Jersey. And we will be having a book signing event at our town library, the Dixon Homestead Library. And that will be exciting. We have engaged a teacher that we each had from grammar school who will be part of the event, and she will be interviewing us, and it should just be another wonderful experience with Lauren.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're down to, well, I want to have another question with you, and then we're down to about 2 minutes before our show will end. So great. Women Standing Strong Together represents the second anthology in which you were published, your first being Awakening the Consciousness of Humanity. Do you feel your writing, your message is primarily geared toward a female audience, or do you feel it can equally reach a male audience as well?
Robbie, it's for every audience, and it's about basic emotions. We are all created with basic emotions of sadness, anger, fear. And this story, again, it's not so much the story itself. It is the mechanism of what the story is and how to evolve from having emotions rise in us that make us feel uncomfortable and being able to evolve into positive change. So male, female, black, white, pink, purple, short hair, long hair, it's for everybody. It doesn't matter what the age is.
That's great. Well, we're down to 90 seconds. So what do you each have something you want to leave the audience with before we end the show? It was wonderful being able to interview you today and learn more about each of you.
Nicole, you want to go first?
I would love to. I am grateful, number one, to be here today. This was really exciting to talk with you, Robbie, to be with Lauren, and that I just really positive change can be very safe. You know, if I could give one thing to everybody in this world, it's that they are safe and they are created for change. And that we are always surrounded by unconditional love of God.
That sounds great. Yeah. Lauren, we have 28 seconds.
Yeah, mine is very simple. My philosophy in life, I live my life to please God. Yes, I want to please other people, but I would say the other thing, too, is that when we have pain in our life, God gives us gifts, and writing is a gift, so we can share and heal other people.
Thank you so much. I'll be 87 on March 8th, and I every day thank God. Thank you, girls. It was wonderful. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Robbie.
Oh, thank you so much, Robbie.
Thank you.